चैतन्य प्रभु दया करो मुरे अवलोकन करो हमि बड़ो दुखी अवलोकन करो दया करो सीतापति अद्वैत कृपा बोले पाए चैतन्य निता कृपा बोले पाए तब कृपा बोले पाए चैतन्य रूप सनातन रूप रघुना जरूर सनातन रूप रघु बच युग श्री जीव करो श्रियाचार्य प्रभु श्रीनिवास दया करो श्रियाचार्य प्रभु श्रीनिवास रामचंद्र संगमय
Yeah.
జయ గౌర నితాయ జయ గౌర నితాయ జయ గౌర నితాయ హరితాయ గౌర హరి గోల హరి గోల హరి గోల నితాయ గౌర హరి గోల జయ జయ ప్రభుపా 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 జయ జయ ప్రభుపా లీలా ప్రవేశయా విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస లైలాధికాచార్య అష్టోత్తర సరస్వతి సమాభరణ అరవింద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీ ప్రభుపాదికి గ్రంథరాజ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య చరితామృతకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా శ్యామసుందరికి కృష్ణ బలరామజీకి శ్రీ గౌరనితాయికి శ్రీ ప్రభుపాదికి సమేత భక్తువృందికి ఆయన గౌరవమానంది. ఓం అజ్ఞాన తిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయ చక్షుర్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామీతి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే వంశాకల్పతరూభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. జయ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య జయ నిత్యానంద జయ ద్వైత చంద్ర జయ గౌరభక్తవృంద జయ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య జయ నిత్యానంద జయ ద్వైత చంద్ర జయ గౌరభక్తవృంద జయ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య జయ నిత్యానంద జయ ద్వైత చంద్ర జయ గౌరభక్తవృంద So this morning we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 19. The Lord instructs Sri Rupa Goswami, text number 150. So this is sloka from Bhagavatam, chapter 6, canto 6, chapter 14, text number 5. This was spoken by Parikshit Maharaj in wonder. In wonder that how such a great demon, and the demon could be sinful also, so such a great demon could become seem to be a great devotee thinking of Krishna, because Dhritarashtra was killed. Dhritarashtra was killed by Indra, of course. Our acharya's comment on that before Indra killed, Dhritarashtra was already liberated. He already had passed. So he had control over his life. He could pass away before, whenever he wanted. So before Indra killed, Dhritarashtra passed away. And before he passed away, he thought of Krishna. He thought of Krishna. And he was totally immersed in meditation of Krishna. Aham Hare Tava Padaika Mula Dasani Dasho Bhavitasmi Bhuya. Hare Krishna, yeah. Aham Hare Tava Pade Kamula Dasani Dasho Bhavitasmi Bhuya. Manasmarita Supatir Gunamste Grinitava Karma Karoti Kayaha. That was the expression, and there are quite many slokas there. How, when I could become your servant of your servant of servant of servant of your servant. Aham Hare Tava Padaika Mula Dasana Dasa Bhavitas Manasmarita. When that time comes, with my mind I can think of you, Smarita Ashupate, you are the life, Lord of my life. When can I think of your qualities? Granita Bhag Karma Karotu Kaya. When the time will come that my words will think, talk about you, and my body will act in your service. My body will be engaged in your service. This kind of expressions in totally very high class of devotional service, he expressed at the time of him. And like that, he leaves his body before Indra kills him. And so then therefore, he's a great devotee, even in the body of Vritrasura. So Parikshit Maharaj, when he heard that, he was very much in wonder. I mean, he was very surprised. How such a demon, you know, terrible looking demon, become fixed in Krishna's thought at the end of his life. How is that possible? And he gave some description. You know, just so many people try to become perfect, and they cannot. And out of so many of those become perfect, and maybe rarely someone may become Narayana Parayana. Someone may become mukta, and among those muktas also, rarely someone becomes Narayana Parayana. And because only one who is Narayana Parayana, fully absorbed in Krishna, in Krishna, then he can be peaceful. Like this Vritrasura. But how is this possible? That he was greatly in surprise. So we'll discuss on that now. And so, yeah. Anyway,
Mukta nama pi siddhanam.
Narayana parayanah.
Durlabha
prasantatma Kotishvapi mahamune Muktanam api siddhanam Narayana parayanah Durlabha prasantatma Kotishvapi mahamune Muktanam.
Muktanam.
A person's liberated or free from the bondage of ignorance. Api. Even. Siddhanam. A person who have achieved perfection. Narayana.
Narayana.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Parayana.
Parayana.
The devotee.
Sudurlabha.
Very rare. Prasantatma.
Prasantatma.
Completely satisfied.
Prasantatma.
Desireless.
Kotishu.
Kotishu. Among many millions. Api.
Certainly.
Mahamune.
O
great sage.
Now,
the translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada. Prabhupada Ki Jai. O great sage, out of many millions of materially liberated people who are free from ignorance, and out of many millions of siddhas who have nearly attained perfection, there is hardly one pure devotee of Narayana. Only such a devotee is actually completely satisfied and peaceful. O great sage, out of many millions of materially liberated people,
out of many millions of
who are free from ignorance,
and
out of many millions of siddhas
who have
nearly attained perfection, there is hardly one pure devotee of Narayana. Only such a devotee is actually completely satisfied and peaceful. This verse is quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 14, Text Number 5. The Narayana Parayana, the devotee of Lord Narayana, is the only blissful person. One who becomes a Narayana Parayana is already liberated from material bondage. He already possesses all the perfections of yoga. Unless one comes to that comes to the platform of Narayana Parayana and passes over the platform of bhakti, mukti, siddhi, he cannot be fully satisfied. That is a pure devotional stage. Anya vilasita shunyam jnana karma jana bhutam anukulyena krishnanu shridanam bhakti uttama. One who has no other desire but Krishna and who is not influenced by the process of jnana marga, cultivation of knowledge, actually becomes free from ignorance. A first class person is one who is not influenced by karma, fruitive activity, or yoga, mystic power. He simply depends on Krishna and is satisfied in his devotional service. According to Srimad Bhagavatam 6:17-28, Narayana para sarve nakutaschana vibhyati. What's the rest? Sargapa varbhana rake chapi tulyata dasa. Such a person is never afraid of anything. For him, heaven and hell are the same. Not knowing the situation of a Narayana Parayana, rascals become envious. By the grace of Narayana, a devotee is situated in the most opulent position in the material world. Rascals are envious of Narayana and his devotee. But the devotee knows how to please another devotee of Narayana, because he knows that by pleasing Narayana's representative, one becomes pleased, one directly pleases Lord Narayana. Therefore, the devotee offers the best facility to his spiritual master, because he knows that by pleasing Narayana's representative, he can please the Lord, he can please Lord Narayana. Outsiders who have no knowledge of Narayana are envious, both Narayana and of his devotees. Consequently, when they see that Narayana's devotee is opulently situated, they become envious. But when the devotee of Narayana asks such foolish people to come live with him in the same comfortable situation, they do not agree, because they cannot give up illicit illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. Therefore, the materialist refuses the company of a Narayana Parayana, although he is envious of devotee's material situation. In Western countries, when ordinary men, storekeepers, and workers see our devotees living and eating sumptuously, and yet not working, they become very anxious to know where they get the money. Such people become envious and ask, how is it possible to live so comfortably without working? How is it you have so many cars, bright faces, and nice clothes? Not knowing that Krishna looks after his devotees, such people become surprised and some become envious. Hare Krishna. Krishna take care of them. So just before the previous shloka was talking about bhukti mukti siddhi kami. Yes, bhukti mukti. So bhukti is material enjoyment. There are four types of spiritualists, the grades. The four different types of spiritualists. One is sakam karmi, a fruitive activity, who is very much engrossed in fruitive activity. He is doing some spirituality in the name of dharma, but he is limited to sakam karma. So his goal is to obtain bodily comfort and material enjoyment. Bodily comfort, his body has to be in comfort. And enjoyment, material enjoyment. A nice house, a big house, big car, a lot of money. And probably after you die, then get a better berth somewhere so that you can enjoy again. So it goes on and on in that cycle. Gata gatam kama kama alabhante. So they do a lot of pious activities, and because of that they get to enjoy in the heavenly planet maybe for some time, and then come back to the again. So that is one who is very busy in sakam karma or fruitive activity. And the next one comes who is getting tired of this sakam karma and the fruitive activity, and he wants to be liberated. So he was looking for knowledge. And he acquires knowledge. And Srila Prabhupada gives a nice analysis here that among those jnanis acquiring knowledge, there are two types. One, by having that knowledge, comes to understanding that Krishna is Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Krishna is everything, so I should devote my time, my life, dedicate my life for Krishna. That one. And in that way he becomes a devotee, understanding Krishna. The other side is that he becomes so much absorbed in knowledge, and he goes that side of impersonal understanding, impersonal aspect of the Lord. And the Lord is like impersonal, he has no form, and he's not, doesn't exist. And then, even impersonal, they have one side that they accept impersonal. The Brahman becomes embodied sometimes, and so that body of that Brahman is because of Maya. They accept that. Let's say Krishna has come here. So Krishna has come because of Maya. His body is Maya's product. That they accept. So, therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Mayavadi Krishna Aparadhi, because they don't understand, their knowledge is faulty, their knowledge is imperfect. Therefore, they're offended to Krishna because they think Krishna is the product of Maya. You know, the body, Satchidananda Vigraha, is the product of Maya. And they think that everybody is Brahman, everybody is God, but because of effect of Maya, they have come in this body, and when they become liberated, they become Bhagavan again. So they become all these misconceptions. So that's the whole sphere of jnanis, people who are looking for knowledge. They become confused. And therefore Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam Janmanamante Jnanavan Mam Prapadyate, if one really got the pure knowledge, then they understand who I am, who is Krishna, and then they surrender. So that's the second class. And then the third one is, of course, that most of the jnanis are fully in that idea that the God is impersonal, and because I'm tired of this material entanglement, I want to merge in the body of in the jyoti, impersonal Brahman. And the third one is siddhi kami. Siddhi is perfection. The word says here, muktanam api siddhanam. Muktanam siddhanam api. Mukta, who's trying to be liberated through the knowledge, and siddha is trying to be perfect, obtain perfection through the yoga system. And obtain perfection, it's not that easy. Your yoga system, if you take, then you have to go through 8 different stages. Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, and Samadhi. Yama is to control the senses. Niyama is to control mind. Yama-niyama. Asana is just sitting in one posture for a long time. Pranayama is controlling the breathing system. And goes on, pratyahara, dharana, then and meditation and samadhi is absorption, complete absorption in supreme. That is a long process. So by people who practice that for a long time, and the ultimate benefit of that, the perfection, is that they obtained 8 types of siddhis. What are those 8 types? Anima, Mahima, Chaiva, Garima, Lagima, Tatha, Prapti, Prakamamishitam, Vasitam, Kamasiddhaya. Anima is becoming smaller than smallest. Smaller than the smallest. And Garima is becoming heavier than heavier than heaviest. Right? Anima, Garima. Lagima is lighter than the lightest. Hanuman has all these siddhis. So he could become sometimes small, sometimes big, huge. Because Sita Devi have blessed, may you have all Ashta Siddhi Navanidhi Kedata, Ashwaradini Janaki Mata. So you may you have Ashta Siddhi and Navanidhi, nine wealth. I'm not sure exactly what is nine wealth. Navanidhi. Ashta Siddhis are there, yogis acquire. So Garima, Lagima, Prapti means whatever you desire, it may be thousands of miles away, but you can immediately get it. You can extend your hand and get it. Prapti. Prakamyam. So you can, what is Prakamyam?
Control.
Yes. Control?
Yes.
Control, yes. No, that's Ishitam, no? Ishitam.
Ishitam is like a ruler.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure. Vasitvam. So like that, there are 8 siddhis. So yogi, those who are practicing yoga for a long time, they get, maybe not all of them, but some of those yoga practitioners become perfect, getting this kind of 8 siddhis, maybe one of them. Some may get eight of them. Some may get one or two. That depends on their practice or perfection. Practice of their perfection. Perfection of their practice. Right. And so, siddhi. So Prabhupada said that bhukti, who is so much absorbed in the material enjoyment, he is so busy and he has no peace. Mukti kami, one who is trying to be liberated himself, he is busy. How I can be free from this material entanglement. So he's acquiring more and more knowledge and trying to be liberated. Very, very busy. No peace in his mind. And siddhikami, one who is desirous of obtaining siddhi, he's also very, very busy in perfection, you know, obtaining his perfection, siddhis. So he's also very busy in his business. Bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakali ashanta. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, they're all ashanta because they're so busy in their, you know. Krishna bhakta nishkam. So the Narayana Parayana, the devotee who is totally depending on Krishna and dedicated in serving Krishna is very peaceful. Krishna bhakta nishkam because he had no other desire. He only desires janame hoy yahi abhilas. But may my Lord, may I, whatever birth I may born in the future, I may be born. May I always have this chance to serve you again and your devotees. So that's the only he has said. No, no other kam. I don't want nadanam najanam nasundarim. I don't want any followers, I don't want wealth, I don't want a beautiful woman. Mama janmani janmani swaray bhavatad bhakti rahai to ki thvai. This is the desire of devotee, that's Lord Chaitanya is teaching. Birth after birth, may I always have the chance to serve your lotus feet. Mama janmani janmani swaray bhavatar bhakti ahai tuti tvai. So, to support that statement, bhakti mukti siddhi kami here, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted this sloka from Bhagavatam, muktanapi siddhanam narayana parayana. And Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada gave long, big purport on this sloka. He quotes from Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur that Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, simply desiring mukti or liberation is not sufficient. One must become factually liberated. How is that? How one becomes factually liberated? So he gives that, first of all, one understands the futility of the materialistic way of life, that the material world is temporary, and the material body is temporary, so one day this will be all gone. And one becomes advanced in knowledge by thinking of, you know, this and temporariness of flickeriness of this material world. One becomes advanced in knowledge and therefore he situates himself in vanaprastha order after the life is over. Panchashvartam panam prajeda, I said, Manu Sangita says, once you get into the 50th year, you should be thinking of going away from now. We are not ready for that. Panchaswartam Panamraja, so you are over 50, Vanam Braja. Prabhupada said you to go to Vrindavan. So one becomes, one who is advanced in knowledge, he becomes situated in the order of Vanaprastha. Unattached, Vanaprastha means unattached to family, wife and children. One should then progress further to the platform of sannyas, the actual renounced order. Never to fall again and become become afflicted by materialistic life. So sannyasa, Lord Krishna explains in sannyas that naniragni na chakriya. So sannyasi is one who gives up the results of his activity, not that one who does not light the fire and does not do anything, because sannyas means not to do anything. That's not the sannyas. Krishna explains that. Sannyas is kayena manasa buddhya kevala indriyirapi yogina karma kuripanti sangam tektva atmasuddhaye. The yogis who are willing to purify their existence, they work. How they work? Kayena, they work with the body, manasa, with mind, and buddhya, by intelligence. Kevala indriya, even the senses they engage. They engage all this to act, to work. But what? How to work? To work for Krishna and leave the results up to Krishna. Tektva param palasangam mitadipto nirasa. Karmanya vi prabhittopi naiva kinchit karotisha. The one who is karma phalasangam tektva, one who is not very attached, not at all attached to the results of his karma, nitya tripta, he is always satisfied, nirasra, he doesn't care about his shelter, the residence. Karmani abhipravrittopi, he is always acting, working so hard, so busy, like Mataji is working for the Lord outside, she is so busy for Krishna. Karmani abhipravrittopi naiva kinchit karoti sa. Even though he is so busy working so hard for Krishna, but he thinks, I'm not doing anything. Krishna is doing. Naiva kinchit karoti, he is not doing. Krishna says, he is not doing. That means he is not, he doesn't get bound by the results of karma. Because he is doing for Krishna. So that is the definition of sannyasa. Sannyasi means man, vachan, karma. Rupa Goswami defines, who is mukta? You know, the first word in this sloka comes, muktana. Who is mukta? Mukta is one who is working, who is so always absorbed in Krishna, in Krishna's service. What is that? Iha yasya harir dasye karmana manasa gira. Nikhilashvapya vastasu jivan mukta savichade. Iha means eagerness, desire. Yasya harir dasye, desire to serve Krishna, to be the servitorship of Krishna. How? Karmana, with his activity, manasya, with his mind, and vira, with his words. Activity, mind, and words. And if one is engaged like this in the service of Krishna, Nikhilasu api avastasu, whatever condition he is, always he is mukta, he is liberated. He is jivan mukta. He is liberated while living. And in general it is considered that when you die, then you are liberated. No, you can be liberated while living in this body. But you simply have to have this desire to serve Krishna with body, mind and words. So therefore, when you take sannyas, you get three danda, right? Get three, apparently it looks like one, but within that one, there are three sticks. The three sticks, three danda is representing mind, body and activity.
Four.
Right? There's one more?
Yeah.
Okay.
The soul.
Soul is there. So, with all that, you totally surrender to Krishna, and whatever you do, that you do for Krishna. So that's the meaning. Sorry?
Why they call Tridanda? Tridanda, but small parts in the soul.
Yeah. That's good. Then you should be called the Chaturdandi.
No,
it's only Kaiman Bhakya.
But the soul is there, the small part of the cross.
Nice. In Mayavadi, Mayavadis consider that once you take sannyas, they get one danda actually. They get one danda. So, danda grahana matrena naro narayano bhavet. As soon as you take sannyas and you hold the danda in your hand, then you become as good as Narayana. So that is a misconception they have. And therefore Lord Chaitanya says that they are aparadhi, because they think they are themselves as Narayana, Lord Narayana. Because their knowledge is imperfect. And Prakasananda Saraswati admits this point, that to establish this monism, Shankaracharya has to do this, and he made all imaginatory explanation of Brahma Sutra, even though Brahma Sutra is clearly understandable, very simple to understand. Lord Chaitanya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, when he was explaining the Brahma Sutras to Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya was totally quiet for 7 days, and then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asked, what's wrong with you? You don't say anything, you understand or not, don't even have ask a question, I don't know, what's going on in your mind? Tell me. Lord Chaitanya said, I understand Brahma Sutra very clearly. It is very self-explanatory. But the explanation that you are giving is very confusing. Therefore, I don't ask you a question. So it's very imaginatory explanation that is given to confuse people. That was the mission of Shankaracharya, to confuse people. To confuse. And Brahma Satyam Jagat Mithya. So Muktanam, Lord Sri Krishna gives one definition, what Yatendriya Mano Buddhi Muni Moksha Parayana Digatecha Vaya Krodha Yasada Muktaye Vasha. Yatendriya Mano Buddhi, to be Mukta, one has to control Mano Buddhi, mind and intelligence, Indriya, and the senses also. One who is moksha parayana. If you want to be liberated, you must control the mind, body and senses. That's the first thing to do. Vigata echa bhaya krodha, echa bhaya krodha vigata. And you must be beyond, you must be above the desire, fear and krodha, and anger. Desire, fear and anger. You have to be above that. If you are in that situation, then you are mukta. Then you are liberated. That is the process in jnana and yoga. But in Bhagavatam, what Krishna says, in Sukadeva Goswami says, Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Braje. Krishnasya Kirtana Deva Mukta Sangha. Mukta Sangha means liberated from the material association. Sangha means material association. The association that binds you in material life. The Mukta Sangha. How? Kirtana Deva Krishnasya. Krishna se kirtana deva, by simply chanting the holy name of Krishna, by simply being engaged in Krishna's service and chanting, one becomes Mukta Sangha. And after being Mukta Sangha, he param braja, he obtains the supreme abode of Krishna. That's so simple. It is so simple, therefore the devotee is very peaceful. There is not so big exercise. Not a big gymnastic you have to do. Simply chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Muktana Vishiddhanam, Narayana Parayana, Sudurlava Prasantatma Koti Shapi Mahamunir. Srila Prabhupada makes a few points in the purport here. The first point here is one who becomes Narayan Parayana is already liberated from material bondage. He already possesses all the perfection of yoga. So why these points are supported with many other even Kapil Dev, Aho Vata Shapachyoto Gariyan, right? Simply by taking uttering your holy name. Yajji Vagre Vartate Namatupa. Taipus Tapaste Juhubu Shashnur Arya. So those the person who have uttered the holy name of Krishna, he has already gone through performing this. It is considered that he has already done those things. What are those things? Taipus Tapa, they have done austerities. Juhubu, they have done lots of fire sacrifices. Shashnu, and they have taken bath in so many holy places, holy rivers. Brahman Uchu, they have recited the Vedas. That means by doing all these activities, however merit you get, you have already obtained by chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So he has already perfected, Prabhupada writes here, he already possesses all the perfection of yoga. The goal of achieving yoga is that even person who has achieved all these yogas, he cannot actually get to go to the supreme abode of Krishna. But devotee, simply by chanting the holy name and simply by being engaged in Krishna's service, he becomes qualified to go to Krishna's abode. From where? Na yad gatva nivartante tad dhama paramam. Once you go, you never come back. So next up, the first class person is one who is not influenced by fruitive activity, by karma, and jnana, the cultivation of knowledge. Right? And the first class person is one who is not influenced by shakam karma, cultivation of knowledge, and mystic power. That is the stage of pure devotional service. Anya vilashita shunyam, jnana karma dhyanavritam, anukulya nikrishna shilanam bhakti uttama. So pure devotional service, one who is situated in pure devotional service, he becomes free, he becomes devoid of fruitive activity. And cultivation of knowledge, he becomes devoid of all this and mystic yoga. Shunyam, he doesn't have a desire to get into any of this. That is bhakti uttama, that is pure devotional service, the best devotional service. So, is a devotional service. He simply depends on Krishna and is satisfied in his devotional service. There was a story. One time, one rich man came in the Delhi temple. Prabhupada was there at that time, and he was saying that I have this factory and that factory and so much money and this and that, so many, but no peace, no shanti. What can I do? Can you tell me something? Prabhupada says, you hand over everything, all the business, we will take care of it, and then you will be peaceful. Prabhupada said, okay, take his address, a name, a phone number. No, I'll come back later. So he runs away, never comes back. So because Prabhupada says, they cannot give up these four illicit, four types of sin, therefore they are always disturbed, not peaceful. You know? Bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakali ashanta. Now Narayana Parayana, a Narayana Parayana is eager to serve devotee, another person who is Narayana Parayana, and by this he directly pleases Lord Narayana. I remember one story was that one time Lord Brahma invited demigods and demons for the feast. Right? Yeah, so a nice sumptuous feast was served. First, it was served to the demons. And only the condition was that their hands were tied up like this with the rod in the back like this. So feast in the front, but how you will eat? You know, your hands are tied up. You know, hands had to come to the mouth to enjoy, but the hands are tied up. How to do that? So the demons are sitting there with the feast in the front, and they're getting angry, upset, like anything they can't do, and they're totally helpless. And then, okay, your turn is over. Now the demigods please come. So all the demigods are invited to sit and enjoy the feast. Again, they're there also. Their also hands are tied up like this. You can't bring it. Don't bring your hand in. So they got in one idea. Okay, we can't enjoy ourselves. At least we can help someone. You know, your hand here. Take a food and feed someone else. you can feed someone else. And someone else can feed you. Parasparam bhavayanta sriya paramavapsata. Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita that the demigods are providing your necessities and you do yajnas because they are depending on their happiness and distress is depending on you, on the living entities that they are performing yajna here. So you perform yajna, they will be happy. When they are happy, they provide necessities here. So parasparam bhavayanta. In this way, you mutual cooperation, you achieve the desired goal. Sreya paramavapshata. So devotees serve another devotee. So by that, they please the Lord, Supreme Lord. And the non-devotees were simply envious of devotees because devotees are living very good life. They don't have to work. Some devotees work, right? Most devotees don't work, and then they have good life.
When he wrote that, possibly.
Yeah. So and then they are becoming envious. How they can live like that? They're eating so nicely, and then so you know, but they don't work. But if you ask them, Prabhupada said, if you ask them, come live with us. So they don't agree. They're afraid. You know. I have my family, I have my job this and that, how can I live with you? So they cannot do it. not knowing this fact, non-devotees are envious of both Narayana and his devotees. So these are the, yes, I wonder if you... Question? Yes. Mike?
In part of this verse, Ahopata Sankato Tapasukate Tuhu Shashnara, is that understood from the verse whether the people have actually performed those activities or by chanting they get the results of those activities?
Yeah, by chanting the holy name they get the result of that, so therefore it is understood that they have already done. It's considered that they have done already.
Considered that they've already done those.
Yes,
things.
Yeah.
Other thing is there.
It's not that they have done and they come to this point, but simply by taking that the holy name, simply by chanting the holy name, it is considered that they've already done.
But I think there's some commentary saying that in previous life they must have done
also. Another thing is that in that verse, Iha Yasya Harir Dalshe. Iha, what did you say that meant, and how does it, can you explain that, Iha?
Iha means desire, eagerness.
How? How is that? Is that the actual meaning of the word Iha? Iha means different things in different places.
Okay, what is the other thing you can say?
Iha, can you, the word Iha, is that actually the meaning of the word Iha? Is the, or is it in that particular place, is that what it means?
No, look, okay.
It's referring to something. No. How is it?
If the word is Iha, is a short of Iha. Yeah. Iha means here, in this place. Iha is desire.
Okay.
Yeah. Iha.
So that's the word that's used there, Iha.
Yeah, Iha. It's a, with long A, Iha means desire.
Okay.
Iha means here. Yeah. Iha loke paratracha. Iha loke means in this world, paratra means another world. Iha means here. Iha is desire.
Iha means another world?
Yeah. No, Iha means desire. 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 Iha. Iha. Yeah, those are long. E is long and Ha is long. Iha.
Both are long.
Yes.
Iha.
Yeah, Iha is short. E is short. Ha is short. Iha means here. Iha loke paratracha. Yeah. So Iha, that's the word starts. Iha yascha hare dasye. That is desire for the servitorship of the Lord, Hari. Karmana manasa gira. With word, minds, and activities. Thank you. Any other questions? All right. Mataji, any questions? Shukran. Mataji, waiting for a gun. Mic, right? Mother Sukhita, you're waiting for Mike? No? Okay. Yes. No. No.
Okay. Is it the Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kama? Well, some of these, what do they call, Siddhi and Mukti Kamis, they may not be performing these four simple activities, but they're still not peaceful.
Yeah,
they're not engaged in any sinful activities.
Yeah, because it is like it is like avarohapantha. You know, you have to climb on your own strength, and because they want to achieve that perfection. When I can get it, how I can get it? Therefore, that I'm not peaceful. They're so busy in thinking getting that perfection. And Krishna Bhakta is we are not avarohapantha. We are, it's called arohapantha and avarohapantha. We are avarohapantha. We depend on Krishna's mercy. Right? We depend on Krishna's mercy, therefore we are peaceful. And those are trying to achieve their goal with their own strength. They don't care for them. They have no perception of that I should be blessed by someone so I can get it faster. You know, they want to get from their own strength. So to obtain their own, because you go through that all the Ashtanga Yoga thing, getting to the perfection, it's a long way to get there. And then there is no conception that you have to take shelter of someone, so that, guru or spiritual master will bless you to get faster there. No, I have to get there by my own strength. Therefore, it's not peaceful.
For liberated soul, there are 8 symptoms. Those who are liberated, 8 symptoms. Mm-hmm. Papahata papna, bijaro bimittu. So the first word of apahata papna, Prabhupada writes that four regulative principles. Mm-hmm. So those people can be also in that category. That they could not control their senses yet, that's why. Not only achieving the goal, but they also may be still doing nonsense, you know. According to Prabhupada.
Thank you. And what was that point? Was that one of the last shloka from
Mukti Vidyalakaro.
Isn't it from Bhagavad Gita? I forget. Hare Krishna.
Krishna will grow.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway,
yeah.
Ki jai, Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.